Welcome back to the R-Rated Podcast. The R-Rated Podcast. This week's guest is...
Welcome back to the R-Rated Podcast. Today's new guest is Abe the Freak, and he is an artist and a rapper. So to start things off, I'm going to have to ask the obvious question. How did you get your name?
The name.
How did you come up with Abe the Freak? Because, I mean, a stage name is pretty important, right? So,
of course.
How did this... Are you a freak?
Well, you know, we're on the R-Rated Podcast, exactly. So maybe I could give you the full story.
No, please. I want the real juicy story. Because I'm like, anyone who calls himself a freak, like, there's a story behind that.
We got to find out, right? this is one of the biggest questions that I keep getting asked. And I always kind of cut it.
Yeah.
But basically, we were in Vegas, you know. Okay. So, like, it starts off, first of all, we're in Vegas. So,
okay.
You already know it's going somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
So, basically, we just went out for me and my buddies, you know.
Yeah.
We were at a club.
Okay.
And started drinking.
Okay.
And so it was just one of those nights for me. I was like, really wanted to dance. And I was dancing with this girl. And
okay.
And it got pretty...
What kind of dancing?
Well...
I'm assuming it wasn't slow dancing.
It was, if you could call it dancing, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
What happened the next day is that
yeah.
I woke up and I was already kind of drunk and I don't remember a lot of it.
Okay,
so like,
so you might have blacked out.
Maybe a little bit.
Just a chat.
And so, you know, when the homies start texting me and they're
mm-hmm.
like, hey, you know, how was it?
How
this
was
and
it?
That.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, a little confused. And they're like, yeah, you were dancing with that girl, you know? And so she happened to be black. She was like, oh,
yeah.
You're dancing with the black girl. And
yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
All right, well, if I'm in Vegas and I'm drunk and I'm dancing with the girl,
yeah.
She's going to be black. So.
Love it.
Yeah, I know what I like, right?
Yeah.
But anyways, so, you know, I'm like, wait, so what happened? Was I, and then she was like, no, yeah, you were just dancing with her, bro. And like, it looked like you couldn't even keep up. Like,
oh,
you were like
okay.
holding on to the railing. You're like,
wait,
so,
I wish
you
there
know,
was footage of this.
You know what? I
like
want to say,
is out there
I want to say there might be, but I don't think anybody might. I think maybe like one or two people might have it saved in their camera roll, but if it comes
or
up,
the archives, right?
If it comes up, we could share it. It's nothing too crazy. Yeah, it's nothing too crazy. It's just, you know, mostly what it was is just my friends just
right,
like,
you're having fun.
Yeah, capping basically, like, ah, you know, hey,
yeah.
babe. So, right, it was the next day, and mm-hmm. then we're talking about it. My friend's like, yeah, you know, the girl, this and that.
Yeah,
and I was like, okay, yeah. He's like, bro, check the group chat. So I go to the group chat, and then there's all these, like, oh, what about Abe and that? And
right.
So, like, they even changed my name on the group chat to Abe the Freak.
Oh, so they kind of named you.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it was from right there that, I mean, even in that group chat, it wasn't, like, anything that had to do with music, or it was just
right.
us with the boys,
just,
right?
Yeah.
And when I started actually making music and started to record,
mm-hmm.
and my producer was the one that started telling me, hey, you know what? You really got to start thinking about a name because you have a lot of tracks.
Yeah.
And if you start releasing early,
mm-hmm.
you can just start to get established. And then,
exactly.
you know,
get
so
that momentum. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can start building it. And I was still lost because when I first started recording, I still wasn't fully sure how far I wanted to take the music.
Oh,
I wanted to do it for fun at
yeah.
first. I've always liked writing poems
mm-hmm.
and like short stories.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like English was my favorite subject.
Oh, wow.
Not that I was, not
cool.
that I got the best grades at it,
right.
but it was my favorite. And so, yeah, I started thinking and,
yeah.
You know, I have nicknames from like high school and like,
right.
you know, but,
of course.
You know, I don't know why I decided to stick with that one. I think it was mostly because when I started writing first,
right.
I was like doing like a lot of boom bap and like a lot of like just heavy rap.
Oh, okay.
And so
fun.
A lot of my rap was just kind of like, well, I would get compared a lot of times that like people would tell me like, oh, it reminds me of like old school Eminem, you know?
Oh, cool.
So I kind of thought I was already kind of like somewhere on like that side of the spectrum. So I,
right.
when I was thinking of the name and I told my cousin like, hey, what if I just put it out as Abe the Freak?
Yeah,
and like,
book it, right?
Yeah. So he looks at the track because like he like paused the song and like, it actually really goes with you, you know. Like another reason why I also took it is because I was starting to get into the that Stranger Things show,
yes.
And it was on that season where the new guy came out and it was like this like rocker dude and he
yes,
was like,
yes, yes.
So he was like the freak of
the
show
the weird,
and they're
yes,
like
yes.
he's a weirdo,
he was, like,
he's
kind
of
cool freak. Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? Let's just like, let's go for it. Yeah, you know, like, you know, that guy's using it. Yeah. It's working for him. So yeah. let's try it out. So, but that's basically how it came along. So far, like I said, like the music and everything. Like every time, like people are like, "Oh, Abe the Freak." Yeah. It goes.
When I saw it, it stood out to me because I'm like, you know what? That makes a statement. Like to have, you know, be like, I'm a freak. You know, it's basically what you're saying with your name. And I was like, oh, this makes me interested in like what the lyrics are, like what you're rapping about, what you're, you know. Mm-hmm. So that already, I feel like, is an attention grab. So that's great marketing as well.
Yes. It definitely does help because actually that is almost like the go-to questions. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, so why?
Sweet. I was like, because yeah, usually, like, my first question's like, you know, where are you from? And, like, what started the passion? But I was like, no, like, I'm dying to know where the name is.
Let's go straight in there.
Yeah, let's just dive in. But I do want to go, you know, take it back a little bit because I want to know how it all started. You said you love English class and, like, so I'm sure you're good with, like, writing, songwriting as well. Mm. But I'm curious, like, where the passion started.
Well, it started actually basically with my producer. My producer is my cousin. So shouts out Don Jesse.
Shout out family. Love that.
He's always been into music since we were like kids. And around like middle school, I started learning how to play guitar.
Oh, cool.
And I remember showing him like the first song. And from there, he just took off. Like he did, you know, by the time he was in high school, he was already, or done with high school, he already... played in a band, marching band, nice. And in his own band, nice. Like started a few different bands. And so he kept going with it. Like he did so much. He learned how to produce. Mm-hmm. He learned how to engineer. He learned like
self-taught?
Everything. Self-taught. Yeah. And when I started seeing this later on in life, obviously, you know, I had my job, I had my business and I always get stuck here because it's like you hit this like wall, I feel. And I don't know what it was, but something felt like...
Were you maybe not happy with your like day job or like your, like, did you want something more? Like,
I just felt
it?
like there was a part of me that just was not being me, you know, like,
I like that.
Like there was just something that I was missing, or maybe just something I wasn't doing, you know? So for myself, you know, because obviously everybody needs to work. Everybody, I mean, there's always an outside force to like why you're working or why you're doing what you're doing to make money, whatever it is. There's that, you know, because you obviously you need it, you know. You
want, especially here in LA.
Exactly, yeah. You want to live somewhere nice. You want
to,
you know.
Right. I mean, even just to live here, like, you have to do something. You can't, like, not work, right? It's really hard to survive. So.
Yeah, you sometimes have to work, like, two jobs, right? So
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you know, obviously I was a driven person because, you know, jobs, working and all that has never been an issue for me. Yeah. But there was something that was, like, dude, like, and it was like starting to like poke at me. And I noticed it because there was times where sometimes I would just like, I don't know, I'd be bothered throughout the day. Eventually it just got to the point where, I started seeing what he was doing. And I just always kind of noticed like, man, this guy's just like really happy. Just like
passionate
making
about
his
what
music.
He's doing. Yeah. Happy. Yeah.
Yeah. And seeing, and then remembering, like, I remember I taught him his first song, you know, and look at him, you know? So, right away, I started thinking, like, maybe that's what it was. Like, maybe because he has his job and he does that. And then he also does his music. So I was like, okay. So maybe I'm just not doing something that's, you know,
like
for myself.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we did it for fun. Like, the first, when we first started, he called me over. He was like, hey, look, I know you write this and that. I'm learning how to make beats. Actually, if I could be 100% correct about it, I was actually getting a haircut.
Okay. There we go.
His brother cuts hair.
Okay.
And so he was waiting to go next. So he was like, hey, I'm going to make you a beat. And I was like, me? All right. I don't really. And I was like, all right, cool. You know what?
Right.
It's fun. You know, like, let me help him out. He's learning.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, use a sample. Use this. I gave him like this movie clip. And then like, he's like, all right, do you like this sound? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, all right, cool. So he went about it and he started just right there on the iPad. I'm getting a haircut. Mm-hmm. By the time
right
I was done,
on the iPad getting a haircut. That's awesome.
We honestly, like... exactly. So even just seeing that, like, I was like, bro, you're literally making a beat right now on an iPad. Mm-hmm. And then in that time, he actually finished it. He sent me the beat and I was like, wait, what am I supposed to do? Is this? I don't write music. I don't, you know? So He's like, yeah, just write to it. And then we'll record it for fun, you know, like.
Yeah.
And I did. I wrote something short. Mm-hmm. We got to record it like a few weeks later. Mm-hmm. And when I finally got on to record and I heard myself on the speakers.
Oh, yeah. What was that like?
I hated it.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. I hated it. I was like, what's going on here?
Did you really put your oomph into it? Like, did you try?
Of course. Then that's okay. Actually what it was. So, like. I heard it and I was like, no.
That's pretty self-aware to like also real, like, you know, sometimes, especially when you're starting out, you don't want to believe like something's not that good that you're doing. So it's like, it's pretty self-aware that you're like, you know what, maybe I could do that better. Or
yeah, like, let me try again. Yeah. And that's actually what it was, is that I was like, no way, hold on. But as mm-hmm. much as I didn't like how it sounded, mm-hmm. I liked doing it. So like. Mm-hmm. I was like, can I try again? And he was like, yeah, dude. Yeah, so like, okay. And then we did the first song. Mm-hmm. We did like a week later, I went back and we did another song. And then every week we were recording something new now.
Oh, damn. Okay. Yeah. So you really just hopped into it.
Yeah. 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 And it started right away. Cause I saw like what he was doing. I was like, I mean, okay. He built a whole
beat in
like 30 minutes, 40 that I got a haircut. Right. Cool. So like,
that's
right.
Impressive. Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay. This guy's just moving, you know. Mm-hmm. Let me try to keep up with him. So I was like, let me see. And again, all this to this point is still just for fun. I'm like telling myself I'm doing it for him, to help him. But
you're like, I like this shit.
In reality, yeah, like I fucking loved it. It really caught me. Like and from there, like all these other things started happening. Like, I wanted to learn to produce. Mm. I wanted to learn how to record. I wanted to learn how to edit. I wanted to learn. And so, like, I do all these things. And I'm learning how to do all these things because of him. And, I mean, ever since then, like, I you know, I'm not going to sit here and, like, BS and be like, oh, yeah, I'm getting all this money from my music and all this attention. You know, obviously.
Start somewhere, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But even though like nothing is like what you would want it to be right away,
right.
It's like so fulfilling, I guess. Let's just use that word because like I can't think of a better word right now. Yeah. But it feels so good, like just to finish a song.
How did you come up with like your first, you know, lyrics for your song? Like, did something inspire you, or were you just like, it rhymes, you know, like how did you go about that?
Well, this was during COVID time when we were doing all this. Yeah. So we were locked up, and it actually, that was one of the biggest reasons why I had opportunity to like, right, have a little extra time, you know?
Yes. Yes. COVID so actually gave some opportunities, because it kind of like forced you to like, you're like, I'm home. So like, I have to do,
let me do something to entertain myself. Exactly. And a lot of people, which is great, because a lot of people mm-hmm. found things that they like to do, you know, exactly. Even from the comfort of their own home, you know? Mm-hmm. And I mean, what's better than that, right?
I mean, tell me about it.
Yeah.
So, okay, you're stuck at home.
Stuck at home. And the first line that I remember writing for the beat that he made me was, I think it was stuck in quarantine.
Yeah.
And then like warp like Coraline, like and then from there I just kind of try to build on, and that was literally the first line, like stuck in quarantine, and then boom, I just went off from there. And it was like my first song was just literally about like being stuck in quarantine,
so. Which everyone could relate to, so that's also good, because people want music that they can relate to, so I would say that's a point for you.
yeah it kind of helped me to start putting structure on my other songs, because I was like, when I got to my second song, I was like, wait, what did I write about last time? And I was like, okay, it was quarantine. Why? And I was like, oh, because we're doing it now.
Right.
And people, if they hear it, they'll probably be like, hey, he's right. You know, right. Like, I remember being in quarantine, and I had to be in my room, and I couldn't go out or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just after that one song, like, I mean, obviously, I didn't do everything by myself. I've always listened to music myself. So, like, different genres, not just rap. So, like, I've always had ideas of, like, stories or just poems and, like... And then, yeah, again, English is always my favorite. So, I always like to, like, create. It's getting a little more difficult, you know, to try to get out, you know, obviously, because I want to reach new lengths and I want to reach...
I was going to ask about that. Like, how do you, as an artist, like, you know, reach those dreams and like, you know, those passions that you want? Because I'm sure it's like, okay, now I'm making songs, but now I want to like go to the next level, right? Like, I want to be on this platform, or I want to like get signed, or I want to shoot music videos. Like, what's the goal for you? Like, where do you see yourself?
Well, right now what I'm really trying to focus on is mm-hmm. like really, really get my name out. You know, I have some music out now. I have a few tracks, a few EPs. Yeah, we can. And by the way, you can find them on abethefreak.com or you can just go on any music platform, look up Abe the Freak, and I might be the only one there. So that's another plus. It's another plus to the name is that I haven't seen it show up yet. So.
Exactly. It's a unique name. It's great.
What I want to do from like maybe starting now to like next year maybe is, you know, interview, go on podcasts, radio shows. Right. I got a chance to do a few this month and amazing. I want to try to keep the momentum going. Yeah, and just spread the name, you know, like. Yeah. Because when people do hear my music and they, that's cool. Like, I like the song. And then they have somewhere to go back and be like, well, where did he come from? You know, like, where'd the name come from, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you heard it here first. So I do want to know, like, where you're from. You told me earlier before we started recording, like, what area you came from, like, where you live now. But, you know, is that somewhere you always lived? Are you from here? Like, you know, what's your story?
I live in Baldwin Park. Okay. I've lived there for most of my life. Like when we first came to this country, my parents are from Mexico.
Ah, Mexico. Where in Mexico?
Guadalajara, Jalisco.
Oh, no. Yeah, shouts out. Wait, my grandma's from there. That's
no
amazing.
Way.
Yeah, what small world. So I'm assuming you speak fluent Spanish?
Yes. Sí, like, claro que sí. Claro que sí. Yeah, no, I do. Like, well, fluent Spanish, fluent maybe Spanglish.
Right. For me, it's like I understand everything, but speaking, I get a little shy because I don't know why. Like when I have tequila, I'm like, all right, fuck it. Like I'm speaking.
Oh, the Spanish comes out.
But like, when I'm sober, I'm like, am I pronouncing it right? Like, yeah, I don't know why. I
get think about it twice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So no, what was that like?
Well, when we first came here, I was small, so I don't remember. We were kids. Our parents brought us when we were...
Yeah.
I was, I think, like 3 or 4.
Okay.
And my sister was like 2, maybe.
Okay.
So I was raised here. So that's why my English, it's fluent. I understand it and I can speak it, but like I'm a Spanglish kid, you know.
Hell yeah.
Ocho for sure. Like the parents are always like, hey, can you translate this?
Right.
I'm like, Spanglish it back to him. And he's just like, bro, I said translate it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but
do you like rap in Spanish too? Like, or...
I do.
That is exciting.
I actually like to sing too.
So you're not just, you know, a rapper, you're a singer as well.
Singer, songwriter, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
but I do like it. One of the things that I started to do actually to incorporate into my sets to kind of going back to where I'm from, you know, from Mexico, I've always loved Mexico. When I was a child, I never got the chance to go like every year, obviously, but until I was able to. And now when I can, I visit, you know, and I love it.
Yeah.
And not only that, but I love my family out there. We have so much family out there and
it's the culture. So fun there too, the culture,
everything about
the food, like the food. Yes.
Yes. And so everything about just Mexico, it's always been beautiful to me. So I've always, when I started making music, at least, I wanted to find a way to incorporate like my, you know, culture, my heritage, where I came from, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm from BP. I grew up there. I know every street. I know all the people. Yeah. Bolin, shout out Bolin, you know? But I, you know, I'm also a Mexicano, you know?
Of course, you got to represent.
Exactly. And so what I started to do in my sets is I started to like, I would do my quick 2-3 songs and then I would do a corrido. Like I'll just throw a corrido in there. Like I'll just sing it like karaoke.
Yeah.
And not mine. I haven't written my own yet, but we're thinking about it.
You're going to do it. Yes.
And so I started to do this kind of like to just, you know, grab people's attention. Yeah. Like sometimes, you know, you're in the middle of your set and, you know, a lot of times when there's so many artists going on or maybe your sets are kind of long, people tend to tune out, you know?
Okay.
So not on purpose, but it's just, you know.
It's just, the attention span nowadays is so short too because of social media.
Especially you're at a bar, you know, you're having a drink or whatever.
Yes.
And so like, it was kind of my way to be like, hey, come back, you know?
Like
so
that.
Like, cause, and then.
Hey. Come back.
It really kind of works because, like, a lot of times people are like, I just see them get up, like, what the? And then, like, I start singing, and then they're like, what the?
They're like, oh, didn't expect this.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And so I haven't got told to get the fuck off the stage yet, so I'm going to keep rolling with it, you know?
So how do you, you know, get these gigs where you can perform in front of people? Like, do you submit yourself or, you know, is it, like, word of mouth? Like, how does that work?
At first, I really started doing the steps myself. Like I was doing the whole footwork because I started out performing out in the IE because my cousin is from out there. Okay. He lives in Fontana.
Okay.
And then my other partner that we do music with, his name is Rules. He goes by okay. MC Rules. Shout out cool. MC Rules.
Cool.
He's in Colton. So okay. they're over there. I'm over here in the SGV. And yeah. we ended up getting a studio in Ontario to meet halfway.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And so when we first started performing, we were going out there. Mm. But for me, it's kind of far.
Right.
First, we were just doing it out of each other's houses. Mm-hmm. And then we ended up like getting together to get the studio. We got a studio. It's basically our studio. Okay, we're renting it out now. It. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, it's a little better because it's us three rather than one right. person renting it out. So,
right.
We were out there. We started performing, mm-hmm. and like for me to go all the way to like, because we were starting to get like I think performances like maybe Rancho area,
yeah, anywhere.
And so I was like, you know what? I kind of want to try LA. Mm-hmm. I want to try LA area because it's a little closer, especially if I go to only like Boyle Heights.
Right.
You know,
right.
it's way closer. You know.
A little bit, yeah.
yeah, and so another thing too also for me is that when I started writing, I felt like my music was a little bit more towards the LA scene.
Okay.
A lot that of the performances sense. That we were seeing over here were a little bit more like drill. It was a little bit more I guess it's just a little bit out of my element, you
okay.
know.
Yeah,
and so
right.
It was cool because I got to do it and mm-hmm. I got to be the hey, man, it was so different than everything else, you know?
Right. And that's always fun to experience new things.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I always kind of stood out on that side because it was like, oh, we were kind of like flowing to a different way. And then it was like,
right.
boom, you know, Ave the Freak comes in, you know?
Right.
So I liked it, obviously. And like I say, like, I didn't like performing out there. I didn't, you know, none of the team.
No,
everybody
no, I totally
over
get
it. There were
yeah.
always super cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to try, you know, LA. And so
right.
the second that I started doing LA, mm-hmm. I really had to just put the footwork because in the IE, at least I was with my cousin and my,
right.
my you know, my,
right.
my other group member.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to kind of help each other out. But over here, it was like I was just going by myself.
Right. That can be scary too, right? The pressure.
Like, sometimes it's a little like.
It's nice to have like a hype man or like family or, you know.
Yeah,
like,
just somebody yeah. that could be there just like holding the phone, you know.
Right? No, of course.
yeah. yeah. But once I did my first couple of shows, mm-hmm. I saw like more invites, like more
right.
people were calling me now, like,
nice.
Hey, we saw you at this show.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to come over here?
Yeah.
And so like. Just a few teams, if I could just mention them really quick,
please,
like
please
the Stoner
do.
Podcast System, especially
nice.
Those guys
yeah.
have been really, really helpful. You know, shouts
Ooh,
out to those guys.
Yeah.
I got an interview with them too. And then they actually, when I first started, were like I think all the year this year, I did like 6 shows with them. So,
cool.
so yeah, they gave me a lot of play time. So thank y'all, man.
Nice.
Appreciate it.
That's
and
amazing.
Then another team too that I worked with a lot was East of the River.
Okay.
One of the members is Viva Mezcal, and then
cool.
there's just a couple other artists out there.
Mm-hmm.
I always hate doing the
no,
shout outs
because
then I'm like, ah, shouts
do
out
it,
this, shouts out.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, shouts out, you know, Viva, shouts out East of the River, 86 Inca,
yeah.
King Audio P. All of these guys, not only have this side of the team, of the teams that have helped me perform, but
right.
these guys are really doing something different that I did not see even in the IE. And I just haven't seen something like this anywhere else really so far.
Okay.
And what
I'm interested.
Yeah. And definitely look them up. If
yeah.
you want to look up Lighter Fluid is what their events
okay.
are called.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, these guys aren't just doing like regular events. Like they had a whole conference. They had
oh.
a whole conference where
okay.
we had a performances one night, the conference in the morning,
cool.
and then like another show at night.
Yeah.
And then so like all of this, what it is basically
yeah.
teaching artists what to do if you want to take it to the next level. Well, just seeing all that, like how it worked, and like that really kind of helped me be like, you know what? Like these are the teams that like we got to stick with because
yeah.
these guys are not only are they going somewhere, but
mm-hmm.
like they're showing other people how to get there, you know?
Which is amazing.
And like how you just said it, like
yeah.
a lot of times people are like, hey, you could try it like this.
Right.
But nobody's gonna sit there with you and be
like
this is
and-
how
yeah,
you do
exactly.
it, you know? And these guys
Trust
are
me,
literally
like,
doing
somebody
it.
Somebody tell me, like if some that person's out there, please find me.
Hey, hit me up.
Yeah, I'm like, hello.
yeah.
No, I totally get it.
But
cool.
um just with these again, just with all these team members and like, you know, what they do, it's really, really, really kind of pushing me to like stick with it, you know, just seeing what they're doing so far, how I can be there eventually, and then maybe just maybe eventually start my own shows, whatever, whatever it is I want to take it to. Yeah, at least I like there's teams there that I can go to and like ask for help.
Yes. That already is so key, like being able to ask for help. Because I feel like sometimes, especially when you're an individual in the creative industry, it's the ego sometimes comes in the way too, where it's like, I don't want to ask for help. Like, I want to be able to do it on my own or whatever. But it's nice to ask for help because, like, some people, like, I do believe in like good karma. So I feel like some people will give you that. Yeah. The worst that can happen is they say no, right?
Yeah, and then you could just ask somebody else.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. You
and got it. I kind of learned that being with the team or asking is always just easier because, I mean, yeah, you could definitely do things yourself and, like, you know, there's a lot of people that do, you know? There's a lot of people that do. And so shout out to those people, you know? I mean, that takes a lot of work. More than anything, it takes a lot of rejection and a lot of like failure and a lot of like, damn, I should not have done that, you know?
Let's talk about rejection a little bit. How do you handle rejection?
Ah, what a smile now. You
You're like, what do you mean? I don't know.
What a smile.
Like,
now.
I'm fine.
I'm cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm upset. I'm not going to be upset, but I'm upset, right?
Right. I mean, like you said, it comes with the industry, right? Like, if everybody was gonna like first try, they're gonna be like, you're gonna get signed right now, or like, you're the next big art, like, then everybody would try to do it, right?
Because
that would be easy. So how do you handle that, and how do you not let it affect, you know, your music or like that creative space of like, oh, should I, like, I don't want to write anymore because I'm discouraged, like, you know, how do you like put that aside?
Well, at first, because, like, you know how when I first heard myself and I was like, I don't like it, like, I'm already like, that's already me rejecting myself, like, I'm already telling myself I don't like it, you know, but there's just always that little thought behind my head that's like, it's just better if you do it, you know, it's you're happier, you feel better, so just do it, you know. And there has been some shows that I've like just bombed and like, oh my gosh, shouldn't have done that. Actually, even the first time I did the corrido, I was like, maybe I shouldn't have done that. It's probably weird, you know, like,
what was weird? Like, what were you like?
I felt weird. I felt weird. Okay. I just felt like, and then I don't know. It's just, it's different. It's weird because so many people come, or not so many people, but somebody will come to you and be like, dude, that was crazy. Exactly. This and that. And maybe if it didn't happen that night, but maybe they called me the next, or maybe they're on IG or something, like, hey, I saw this on your post. That's cool. And like, let's say if I just stayed with that feeling of like, ah, that was weird, I shouldn't have done that. Right. Or like, maybe I saw somebody looking at me kind of funny because they don't understand Spanish, maybe. Like, like, it could be anything really that you just feel like uncomfortable with. But at the same time, it's like, well, I mean, who's really feeling comfortable? Like, other people or me, you know? And if they don't like it, I mean, I get, that's fine. At the end of the day, I think it's really helped me figure out what I'm comfortable with and like the level of like me that I'm ready to be. Because a lot of times too is that people are scared to just, not scared maybe, or just maybe they're not comfortable to just like be themselves, you know. A lot of times we try to do things like somebody that's already done it, or maybe we try to focus our sound so much to be something that's already working.
Right.
And I think that for me, it's helped me stay away from that. Like, I've always gotten that, like, it sounds different. Like, it just sounds a little like...
You know how, like, when, for example, like, Designer, when he came out with, like, Panda, he sounded a lot like Future. And everybody was just like, it sounds like Future. And, like you're just getting typecasted, stereotyped, right? So, I think it's almost better to, like, be that different sound. You're like, oh, I haven't heard that before. I don't, like... Do I like it? I don't know, but like, it's different, right? It already is catching more attention than like, oh, this guy sounds just like, I don't know, Bad Bunny or something.
Yeah. And that's how, like, I think that's why for me, it's kind of, I like it because it's helped me do that, like, to stay away from that. And I think it came from like me just learning to be okay with, like, you know what, if people are not gonna like this, it's fine, you know, it's exactly. totally cool, you know, no hate or nothing, but it's yeah. like, it's the same thing, like, hey, there's music I don't like, you know,
right,
I mean, and, you know, it's not fuck Abe, right, it's right. like, it's just like, exactly. hey, we all have different preferences, and so I think,
just how everyone has different, like, preference in genre, music genre as well, like, mm-hmm. some people are hardcore country fans. Some people love rap. Some people are like, I just like techno with no words.
Exactly. Yeah. Which, and there is
that's
a lot
one
of
that I don't fully understand. Like, you know, I actually heard a techno song where I was like, you know, if I was in the right mood, this wouldn't be bad. So it's like, it just depends on the mood too. You know?
Definitely. And I think a lot of people get into techno. I was actually into like EDM and techno. I still am.
Well, like, I like trap because it's like a mix of like,
sometimes there's like vocals, you know,
right, and then you get like a hard drop and I'm like, this is fun, like, this is cool. But the techno stuff was a little bit more, I was like, okay, it's a little different, but you know, I'm still not like, oh, I hate techno. I'm just like, I don't listen to it on the regular.
Yeah.
Do you have like a different persona on stage? Because, you know, like, sometimes people are like, yeah, like, when, you know, when this when Abe the Freak hits the stage, like, it's like this vibe, or is it like just you know?
Well, I like to think it's kind of like a little bit of both, because okay. like how I was when you first asked me like where the name came from or whatever, right. and I was just kind of or you know how I started. I'm sorry, yeah. how I started, and I was right. like, I wasn't feeling like I was myself or
yes,
something.
Yes,
and I think like this did make me feel like I can bring that person that I haven't, you know, maybe
it's
been around
there, but
yeah,
like, yeah,
but I'm just like, I don't want to be, or maybe I can, because, you know, it's, you know, for whatever reason, I don't know, I who right. knows why we ever feel like yeah. we can't be ourselves, but right. I did it for a long time, and mm-hmm. so when I first started hitting the stage, mm-hmm. I think I was a lot of my old self, you know.
Oh,
I was very
okay.
like,
which is more, yeah, like, describe yourself, like, maybe some three words that describe you not on stage, like, just you know, like,
yeah,
Abe being Abe, and
well,
then like Abe the Freak.
Very direct, maybe very straight, and mm-hmm. very just simple, just mm-hmm. you know, and just watching my performances and thinking like, when I wrote this is there's yeah. a lot of energy to it, right?
Right.
And so I'm like, so why didn't I be like, you know, ooh. Like, oh, why didn't I,
yeah, maybe some movement,
like, why didn't I you know, just throw, yeah. whatever, you know,
right?
And so I'm like, I'm just not like, I'm not doing it naturally, you know? Mm-hmm. I was just very like focused, and just like, everything was just like very blueprint, you know?
Okay.
And that's when I started really like, well, it's because I'm not really doing it like how I wanted to, or how it should be, you know, like how I wrote it.
Right.
I'm doing it how I would do it, but I'm not doing it how the guy that wrote it, you
right,
know?
Right,
there's
right.
like a little, you know, that's why I'm like, it's kind of like my old right. me, but like it's a new me, and that's now when I perform, I feel like mm-hmm. now people are really starting to see like, oh, because
right.
I am a little bit more, now I can move around from here to there, and
little,
I can, you know,
more loose.
Talk to the crowd now, you know,
okay.
and so
engaging in the crowd, I think that's important too. That shows confidence, yeah.
Yeah, and it helps to get them in tune with you, you know,
right.
like, so
feels like you're talking to them, so they're like, all right, okay.
And then that
attention.
Way they get to know you a little bit better too,
right.
you know, too, or maybe they would want to know you because mm-hmm. like, hey, you know, he talked to me, or like he said, hey,
yeah.
what's up, whatever,
right.
So yeah, I do feel like performing and making music and just all
yeah.
of this journey has really, really, really been able, has really helped me
mm-hmm.
Find myself. Like,
I love to hear that.
I felt just so off for so long.
Oh.
Like, and like, I just never knew what it was.
Yeah.
You know, I never understood. And, you know, you read your books and you go on TikTok and you
right.
listen to all these things about like, oh, you know, your soul and your spirit, and you gotta find yourself. And
yeah.
like, what does that mean? You
what?
Know,
explain.
Yeah.
Explain. What does that mean?
And so, you know, eventually, I mean, I think it just started with
you
that, like,
yourself.
Just yeah,
yeah,
just like finally doing something for myself, for
yeah.
nobody else's sake, for
yeah,
not because it paid me, not because
it just makes you happy and it's fun.
It
right?
was just fun,
like,
and it yeah,
channels this, yeah, like thing you've always had it in you. It's just you needed something to drag it out.
yeah, and. So
yeah.
here we are, you know,
exactly.
And I mean, it's again, it's even helped me with just like other things, like just mm-hmm. I mean, even just like a conversation like this, like
yeah.
who knows, maybe conversation if I didn't already, if I wasn't already used to being myself and talking, like, this might have been a little bit more of a boring conversation. You know what I mean?
A little bit more awkward.
But
no, you're doing great.
Yeah, thank you.
So now that you write your own music and everything, what are like some challenges maybe when writing your own music? Like, are you taking experiences that are happening to you, or is it more like, yeah, where are you getting that inspiration from?
A lot of my earlier writing, yeah, it does come from experience, just from things that like I've lived, that I know, like it was just there. Yeah, so it's just I think that just needed to come out.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, again, I just so long not knowing what it is, so like when you find it, it's just like it oozes out, it just shoots out of you. And so now I do find myself, it's a little harder to find something that I can relate to with other people. So you know, I start to, reading has always helped because like you think, writing short stories, poems has always been something cool, like that I liked, you know? So like a lot of times in my music now, what I'm doing is like, I'll just create a story where I'm like, oh, I went to this place.
Yeah.
Some of it is like half made up. Some of it is like half true, you know?
Right.
And like,
right.
It's just like a story that I either made up or whatever, but
but
right now what I am trying to do is just think outside the box now, like maybe write out of not my perspective, but like what would the listener think, or what would, or not think, but like what would the listener say, or what would in a relationship, like if you're writing a love song, like what about writing it from her point of view, you know? Like, so like
that's
trying to,
so
I'm trying to just experiment and like really like get the ideas out of my head. Cause I mean, I know I got a lot of things in there, but you know, sometimes you really got to sit there and, you know, pick at it and try to create it. So at the beginning of this year, I had to stop writing completely because I spent the last 3 years, like in 2019, is when I started really
pursuing it.
And I still wasn't performing. I was just recording and writing, recording and writing. So by the time I started performing and I started trying to do both, it was too much. It was hard to learn things, new music, and then it was hard to perform because I was like just... It has helped to like plan things out and be like, all right,
I'm a planner. That's why I'm like, we need a plan.
Yeah. That like, that actually has also helped me too, because I was always just, as far as like, if we're gonna like say we're planning a trip, like I was like, all right, we it needs to be like super direct. And then when I started doing the music, a lot of it was just like really like impulsive and like just coming out of nowhere. And so, I feel like that was just another trait that just kind of got out of me. I was like, just more like open to things and more to like, you know, just do things, you know, all in general.
Yeah.
So I completely stopped writing because I was like, you know what? I'm feeling overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't want to like, I didn't kind of want it to get to me. So I was like, I stopped writing and I had a writer's block. I want to say for like 4 or 5 months, I didn't write anything. I was just completely just, I mean, I was sending out songs maybe to other artists,
but
and
like not writing new stuff.
Myself, I was just like you know, like to do feature work, but myself, I just wasn't writing. And recently, I started to get back into it. Mm-hmm. Me and Don Jesse and MC Rules were getting back together to do music together. Besides doing our own solo thing, we also go we have a group
thing.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Okay.
Yeah, we go by Despite the Odds.
I was gonna say, what's your guys' group name?
Yeah, DTL. I was gonna bring you some stickers of that too, but I didn't have any more.
We can definitely talk about this too, since it seems fitting. You brought me a shirt here for everyone to see. I might as well open it now so we can talk about it too.
And we got merch online, and then this specific design you do have to order from me directly, but
amazing.
We have a few other designs already online. We have beanies, we got hats,
I love
we
it
got sweaters.
Cancel Abe the Freak, that's creative, that's cool. I'll definitely be repping this, that's awesome. Anyone who brings me a shirt, I will wear it. Like, are you kidding me? That's awesome. So how did you come up with the logo? How did you come up with this phrase of cancel Abe? Why cancel you? You know, because everyone's always so worried about cancel culture, right? And you're just saying fucking cancel me.
Cancel me, man. You better do it now before it's too late, right?
So I'm like, another great marketing strategy, but also right. like, where did the idea come
well from? Shouts out this one. I do got a shout out
put that there so everyone can see it.
Awesome, thank you. Thank yes. you. Shout out to for the marketing, Reggie Levy. Mm-hmm. He's an artist from the IE.
Okay.
He's with his crew. He's one with the Ismail, Reno, Wakaz. You guys know. I love you guys. You guys know who you are. But they're under the same label, Bad Genre. So if you guys look them up, you might be able to find them. Okay. But yeah, Reggie Levy, he's one of the guys that first started seeing us coming into the studio. Mm-hmm. And he's got a little bit longer time with this. So he's got a little bit more of
experience. Yeah.
And he has always helped not only me, but each of us individually, like, hey, look, you know, I noticed that you're doing this. Like, you should do something like this, you know?
That's nice.
And you know how we were talking earlier, how it's like, it's hard to ask for help sometimes.
Right.
And now that I'm thinking about it now, I feel like he's the reason why I think, or maybe even Rules and Jesse too, why we find it pretty easy to ask for help. Because, I mean, at least for myself, like, I always... when he would come in and have these advice or like, hey, look, you should do this. Like, I always kind of looked at it like, dude, that's really cool.
That's fucking
like,
smart. Yeah.
That you're showing, like, not only that you're telling, but you're showing us like what we can do to be different or stand out.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And, so he had this own phrase for his own marketing. And like, so he was like, yeah, like, you know, you guys, you know, got to do something that's just kind of like off, you know, like, so, during the time when I was coming up with design, I had actually joined a competition. It was a performance competition.
Ooh,
and
love a good competition.
Yeah, friendly competition, right?
Yes.
And I happened to be one of the winners. It was three winners or four of us, I believe.
Congrats, it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's
thank you. It was earlier this year in May.
Nice.
And that performance got me to open up for Afro. I don't know if you guys know who Afro is, but Afro, he's getting some attention.
Cool.
He's an awesome lyricist.
Nice.
He's dope. And I got to meet him.
Very cool.
I got to open up for him.
Ooh.
Because of that. And so for that performance, I wanted to bring merch because I was like, dude, I can't believe I won. Like, I was excited. So
no,
like,
that's so exciting. Are you kidding me?
And it was just rushed. Like, I didn't know what to do with my logo. And like, literally the guy from the shirts was like, well, do you just want your logo? Or like, and I was like, let me come up with something.
Yeah.
I was in my room just for like 30 minutes, just trying to figure out design. But, you know, I myself am not the most like artistic, I guess. I've always liked to draw, but like just creating something new, artistic, that's not really my forte, you know?
For me, it's the opposite. Like, I love creating. I have the ideas, but I can't draw for shit. So it will never look the way that when I draw, it never looks the way that I envision. I'm like, oh, it's gonna be so cool. And then I try to
give
an example.
We should do a project or something. Like, you tell me, and I'll draw it, and then it should work, right?
That sounds great. Yes.
Ultimately, I just came up with it because I was like, you know what? I have an idea.
Yeah.
Can you just put like an X on it and put like a cancel stamp?
Love it.
And so he was like, sure. And he did it and he sent it to me. And I was like, yep, just like that.
Perfect.
And yeah, it's funny because everybody looks at it. They're like, cancel the freak, huh? Why?
It stands exactly. Yeah. You ask why. Like, did you do something?
What'd you do?
Or are you going to be saying crazy shit? Yeah, like, in your raps?
What are you talking about, huh? Like, what are you really?
I think it goes hand in hand with your name, too, your stage name. So I think that's great marketing. And like I said, I'm like, caught my attention too.
This design was created by my brother.
Oh, cool.
He's actually from the family, I think, the more artistic when it comes to like creating designs and stuff like that.
Very cool.
He's actually working on a clothing line. So like,
hey,
look forward to that.
Yeah.
Actually, he designed two of my shirts online. So if you guys look it up, it's the Knot of Earth t-shirts. Those are the ones he designed. And
very cool.
So he designed this like a long time ago. He was like a kid, I believe, when he was designing like small little cartoon things.
Oh, I just noticed it on your hat too, right?
Yeah,
your logo.
Yeah, it's
oh,
on here
so cool.
too. Yeah, yeah.
Love it.
And so when I started making my music and I started releasing and they were like, yo, do you have a logo? Do you want a picture?
Right.
Like a lot of times I didn't have a good picture of myself. So like,
that's important too. I was like, you don't think about that kind of stuff, right? But for self promotion, it's like people want a photo of you, a current photo, and not a filtered photo as well. Like, let's be real, they want to see what you look like. And then your merch, your like whatever else, like the album cover or whatever, you know, like people want that
visuals. Like, yeah, they want to see. They want to see.
But it's like, so. I feel like, I don't know, maybe you don't like necessarily expect that. I know I didn't expect that. Like when I first started the podcast, I was like, oh shit, I need like a logo. Oh shit, I need a poster. Yeah. Oh shit, like what's my slogan going to be? Oh, yeah. Like, you know, it was like all these things that you don't like think at first, but it comes with it. But at first I was just like, I'm just going to start a podcast. I have the microphone. I have the set.
I'm ready to
so,
go.
Yeah, already. But then you're like, wait, there's so much to like,
yeah. This, yeah, too. Once people start telling you like, oh, so what's your this or what's your that? Right. And then you're like, oh.
Because it's not just like, yes, of course, we love the creative side, but you also have to know the business side of what you're doing, because at the end of the day, like,
it's a business.
It is a business.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, as much as we want to just be like fun and creative, like, well, you know, it is still a business.
So yeah,
definitely. It's always good to know that side.
It is.
You don't want to get fucked over too by other people that might take advantage of that. I'm not saying that that's happening to you at all, but like, it's happened in the industry before, you know, so.
Yeah, it's always definitely good to know. Definitely. That's why it's good to ask too, because like, you know, you don't, it's nothing of like, you should feel like, I don't know. I mean, when we really don't, you know what I mean?
Right.
So like, it's always so helpful.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
I mean, maybe I would have had a logo if I would have asked before, but I never thought about it. Right.
It's okay.
But,
you have one now.
Yeah. Awesome. So basically when I saw this design, I was going through this phase where I was like, I'm happy, I'm sad, I don't know what I'm, you know?
Oh, it's like a smile. Oh, it's a smile.
It's a smiley face. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. I should have looked at this one. I totally see it on the sticker.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, like, is it like your tooth?
Yeah, it's actually crossed out. So this is the actual logo right here.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah. Sorry, guys. And it was like this happy and face and like a sad face at the same time, but it kind of.
I like that.
It kind of. I don't know. It just felt like it was me. Like
we all feel that. Like it'd be fake to say like I'm always happy.
Exactly.
Or like, and if you are always sad, like I'm sorry. It's hard too. But like we do have different moods, so it's like it's kind of nice. It's like
yeah. And it's simple. It's just
relatable too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I asked him. I was like, hey, do you know that little cartoon that you have in the computer? He had like saved it on my computer or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, he was like, yeah, what about it? And I was like, can I use that? Can I use that for my, I just need a logo. I don't have a logo. I never thought about.
Yeah.
So I think he was even like, I guess. He's like, but yeah, I used it and it's, I don't know. I like it because even now I feel like how you said, like at that time I felt that, you know,
right.
And even now it's like, I'm not going to say that now because I'm making music. I'm never sad. That would be a
complete, I mean, that would almost be like, like that's not like being a real human. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I'd be like, are you a robot? Like,
you got to have feelings, bro. You got to have feelings. Of course.
Exactly. And that's, and like I said, like music is relatable. So it's like, if you were just always happy, you would be like,
something's not adding up. The math ain't mathing, right?
Either you're lying or you're not real.
Yeah. And actually, it's helped me really kind of pinpoint to where it is that I want to get with my music, you know, because a lot of my music has been heavy rap and, and very, very just like crazy writing, you know, here and there. Yeah. A lot of curse words here and there to make it fun, interesting, or just funny. But when I was like really looking at this and I was like, well, you know, I really want to get to a point where I can... you know, share a message through a song and not just not just make a fun song, but I would like to be able to tell a story or something to the listener that they can get and for it to really help them, you know. Because when I think about it, and like there's all these songs about like, you know, doing something for yourself, and like you listen to them, especially in rap, you know, there's a lot of like, you know, break out of the matrix type thing, you know, and like, so I thought about that and I'm like, I want to tell this story, like, I want to tell the story of like when you're happy, when you're sad. You're human. That's basically what it is.
I think that's the best way to be. And I think that will get you the most listeners too, because people can relate to that and people want to hear that. So that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And so, yeah, right now I am working on an album that might, I still don't have a release date for this album. Okay. This one is this is a little bit more of a long-term project. Mm-hmm. I really want to get, like some artists to be able to help me and yeah, just to be able to get like other people's perspective on the songs, where it's not just me or my team,
right?
Maybe get like an R&B artist, maybe get somebody who sings country to help me do that. Who knows? Like,
no, like a mix and mash is always so fun, like especially when you don't expect it, you're like, oh shit.
Yeah, or a corrido, I mean,
yeah, like, another Latin artist something too. Collab.
So that's a long-term project that I'm working on, and I'm
It's fun. Excited to see that.
Yeah. And I feel like it really goes again with the logo. It's that. Mm-hmm. That's really where I got it. And that is the title. I do have the title for it.
What's
it's
title?
I am happy. I am sad. Okay. I am human. That's the
name. Such a good description of like everything that we were talking about. That's perfect. Yeah, I'm very excited for that.
Yeah. So that's the long-term project. I do also got a project coming out in a month. It's actually 2 weeks now. Two weeks.
Oh, shit. Okay. It's perfect timing. Okay.
So November 3rd, I got an EP coming out. It's a shorter project. Yeah. We got six tracks.
Cool.
Six tracks. And then I have six features on it. It's basically just my team, my immediate team, the team that I've been growing with and like starting with. And
amazing.
So you'll see DTL there. You'll see MC Rules.
Familiar names,
Don Jesse. A couple new people that I still haven't been able to get out into the world, but we're working with some of these guys are a little younger.
Cool.
So, but they have potential. Like their writing skills and their producing is like, dude, you're only 19, bro. It's like, or 21. I think they're 21 now. They're a little older now.
No, I mean, start them young, right?
yeah. And so, like, I can hope that, like, I can build something now that that I can help them whenever they're ready. You know, shouts out, you know, to you guys. You know, Dreamer, Grim, Tail the River, Kid. Nice. You guys, I mean, we'll get out there eventually. But whenever you guys are ready, you know, we're here, right? And so, these are the teams that you'll see in this EP. This EP is still a little bit more of my old, you know, Abe the Freak. There's some good rap in it, and then there's also the introduction to this, you know, this
new.
So it's like, it's a mix of things. That's why I decided to throw a show for it, and so it's actually gonna be the next day after the release.
That makes sense.
So November 3rd is the release. So then we got November 4th. Yeah, November 4th.
So how do you plan a release and everything? Like, you know, what goes into that?
You know what? This is actually my first release where I was like, all right, let's throw all the chips on the table.
Right.
I've been performing for the last 3 years, and then this year I really. I said no less than two shows a month. Mm-hmm. So I was like, if I'm not doing the two shows, then there's something wrong. You know, I'm not doing.
That's good. You're setting like standards and like goals for yourself too. Because it's easy to just be like, oh, you know, like didn't work, and then like
I didn't get a show this time. Yeah. Maybe I'll wait for next month.
Stop feeling sorry for yourself, but that's like a bad cycle to be in, right? So that's good that you're like, okay, two shows a month.
Yeah,
maybe even more, you know.
Mm-hmm. And it started off with two shows, and then like by the end of the year, like again, like people were now inviting me over, and they're like, hey, can you come over here? And so it's like some months I did four, like some months, some days I did two the same day. So it was like, I think the most I ever did was like did three in the same day. So it was like,
damn, that's cool.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, it really, again, it's really helped me see what other people are doing, and like it kind of made me feel like, man, I'm really slacking in my releasing, because I see all these like artists like promoting in their shows, and then they got like flyers. Mm-hmm. They got like posters. I've seen some people put like a whole poster up and be like, I got a show, and here's my performance,
you know.
So I'm like, man,
I gotta step it up.
Gotta do something different, you know. So for this specific release, what had happened is that I already had a big show that I was supposed to open up for like an artist and locksmith. He's a pretty big name, and so in LA, and so I was excited for it, you know. And you know, whatever happened is the show got canceled and it wasn't able to happen. So you know, things happen, you know. So I'm not like, you know, like things are always gonna happen. You just gotta move with it. You know, it's not the end of the world. It's not. Yeah, yeah. And I still work with the promoters or anything like that. Like it wasn't anything weird or anything shady like that. It was just like the show didn't happen.
Okay.
But I felt like, you know what? I've been telling all these people that I have a big show coming.
Right,
so right. I was already like, nah, dude, I can't just not do something, you know? And I had the release planned. So I was like, you know what? I'll just make my own show. Mm-hmm. I'll host my own event.
Mm-hmm.
I'll perform my EP live for everybody.
There you go.
And we'll make a thing out of it. I'll have some Amazing. People come through, do open mic.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have some open mic sessions, some cool. freestyle sessions.
Very cool.
We're going to have pizza and wings, Main Street Pizza yeah. from BP.
Nice.
I'm going to have my boy out there. We got a photo booth.
That sounds like a lit party. That sounds awesome.
It's going to be dope. It's going to be dope. Aside from the fact that it's also going to be that it's going to be performances.
Right.
I have I'm cutting the performances off around 9:30.
Okay.
And we're going to have a DJ just basically, you know, play music for us so that we can also kind of like hang out.
Mingle and vibe. And,
Yeah.
I like that.
And, I wanted to do that for sure because what I've noticed from a lot of artists, especially some of the artists that are going to be out at my show. I've noticed that we don't get a lot of chance to like
talk and network.
I mean, we talk, but it's just always like, oh, where are you performing? Oh, wait, did it? Oh, you released? Oh, this and that.
Right.
And not that there's anything wrong with that. At the end of the day, that's what we're there for, right? We're there to talk about music. We're there to record. We're there to work.
Right.
You know, but I don't think there's anything wrong with just a little bit of fun, you know, just a little bit of like, you know, if you guys want to come out and have a drink with me, come out.
Yes.
If you guys just want to chill.
So
so we're going to be at Locals Only Cafe, and that's going to be in Los Angeles. I can give you the address. I don't know if you want to put it in but it's the address. It's 2010 East 7th Street. Perfect. And that's if you want to just look up the name, also on IG, they're all over. It's Locals Only Cafe.
Locals Only Cafe. Yeah. I love it. I'm like, wait,
you're
not a local. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're cool. Everyone's it is a cool, pretty.
Which is also a good name for the cafe. I like that.
Yeah. And it's actually one of the first places I started performing out in LA.
Oh, that's so cool. So it's like full circle.
Yeah, that's why cute. I chose it, because I was like, you know what? I got to call these guys and see if they're, you know, and the guy already knew me, obviously. He's like, oh, yeah, you've been here with Diva, right? And I was like, yeah, a few times. So he's like, yeah, cool, man. So,
you know, three, 4 years of like how much you've progressed and like how much confidence you've built too. Like, how does that feel?
You know what? It's actually, it does feel really good. At the same time, it kind of scares me because it's like,
No.
What it means by that is that like it scares me because like now, next year I have to top this, you know?
Right. Every and year so you now, have to do better, right?
Yeah.
I feel that same pressure. Like I'm like, okay, like this season was really good. I had great guests. Like, what am I gonna do next season to like stand out? Like, I totally get that.
Yeah, and it's a little scary.
It gets a little scary. You're right.
Yeah, it's a little like, oh shoot, and like. I want the show to come so bad. I want it to come. Like, I'm waiting. And then in the back of my head, and I'm like, if it comes, then that's it. It's all going to happen. And then now we start preparing for
the next thing. Yeah.
And so it's like, it's a little overwhelming because, you know how we said.
Too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Of course. Exciting as hell. And like, I feel like I'm like, my heart just wants to pop out of my
don't let it pop out. Yeah, we still need you to perform.
But like, I feel like, but you know, at the same time, it's like, it does feel a little bit overwhelming because like it just knowing like, all right, we're going to have to plan. We're going to have to do this. And so it's like a good overwhelming.
No,
I don't know if I can, I don't know how to explain
all
it,
the
but
feelings.
Like,
I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like you're, like,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
looking,
yeah.
Like,
and
I'm like, what's your face gonna be?
Yeah, yeah. I know how I'm all like crooked. But
it's like droopy.
Yeah. I am excited and I can't wait to see who's gonna show up.
Yes.
And I can't wait to see the performances. I used to get really nervous,
yeah.
You know, like there's this line that I started quoting from this Mean Girls. I'm sure you know what movie it is.
I'm like, it's like my favorite fucking movie. Let's
every
go.
Girl in the world has seen it, and
of course.
And every
Hopefully
guy,
every man too.
Well, every guy has seen it because their girl has seen it or their sister has seen
it.
So I for sure have seen the movie. This is my sister's favorite movie. So there's a scene where she's like talking about how like her heart is gonna fall out of her butt or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
And like I always used to feel that, like, I always used to, and then my boy, MC Rules, he would be like, there was one, because it's like, I always had to go to the restroom, you know, and like, sometimes I didn't even go. Sometimes I just go in there and look at the mirror and like, all right, let's get ready. We're fine. I don't have to go. I just feel weird, you know, and now I get that same weird feeling, but like, I don't know if it's the same. Now it feels more like, like a good anxious, like, I don't know if you could be good anxious, but
no, I think anxiously so. Good, I but think, like, it, I think it, you can have a combination of feelings for sure. And it's like, obviously, like, you're a little bit anxious at the idea of like, I'm about to fucking perform in front of all these people and they're gonna be staring at me, right? And I might not know everyone, so that's a little scary, but it's also exciting because it's like, wow, like, people that I don't know are coming out to like support.
They're gonna come hear me, you know?
Yeah. And so there's like, I get it. It's like a scale. You're like, I'm
scared. Yeah. Now I think that as soon as, I think now what I do is like, I feel it all the way up until the point where it's like, Abe the Freak. And then it's just, everything just disappears. Yeah. It's just, everything goes away now. Now it's just more like, I do feel sometimes like I am just having a conversation with somebody, like, because I mean, at the end of this, it is, you know, you're playing music for the audience and you're talking to them, you know? So now it's a little bit more, I feel a lot more confident. I feel a lot more comfortable, I guess.
Ooh, but like, good. Sometimes like, I never see, I'm like, because we didn't know each other before this. I'm like, okay, you know, like, hopefully we vibe.
And you know, dude, this is actually, because the other people that I've done podcasts with, I know them already. So like, I was kind of like, man, I hope I'm not like nervous in there. Like,
no, you're doing great. How is your family like supporting you with the music industry? Because, you know, Mexican parents can be a little strict sometimes, where they're like, you know, we came over here, we want you to have the American dream or whatever that is. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying, I'm not trying to stereotype, but like, I'm Latina too. So I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
No, so I'm just wondering, like, how is that for you?
You know what? Not surprisingly, I think that I want to say that maybe at the same time, maybe my family kind of saw like I was, you know, not 100% happy. Or, not that they were ever like, hey, are you okay or anything like that. Right. But I don't know. But when I started, it's like when they looked at me, they're like, oh, you're recording music. They were like just kind of confused at first. Right. But they were like, that's really cool. And they're like, can we hear? Can we see? Yeah. And like, so yeah, I mean, right off the bat, my family has been super supportive. My sister, my brother, my mom, my dad, my uncles, my cousins, they've all been pretty supportive, you know? Yeah. And I kind of did feel like maybe, because like how you said, you know, like a lot of times, what if they're looking at me like, bro, you better not stop working, you know? I mean, they haven't really like worried, I guess, for that, or so I guess far, they so haven't good, showed, right? they haven't really showed like that they think it's a problem, you know?
Right.
And I think that also because a lot of what I, maybe one of the reasons too, because, you know, like you said, the parents will bring you over here to have that a better opportunity, so that you can live in a better place, be in a better place, 100%. A lot of times for them, it's very unrealistic that you do it off music or that you do it like off it a podcast. Like, you know, so it's just like a weird idea for them, you know? And I think that what's maybe been helping them maybe see it as a supportive side is that my dad, him alone, my mom, not really, but my dad is a very entertaining person.
So that's probably where you get it from.
And so he likes to talk. He likes to joke. He likes to,
would you say like he's like the life of the party?
Every time, like, all of my friends, like, love him. Like, they're like, dude, your dad, he's so funny.
That's fun.
He comes out, he plays beer pong with us.
Yeah, he's a cool
like,
dad.
When we're, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, and he loves to sing.
You're like living out the dream that maybe he wasn't able to, right?
I think, I don't want to say for sure, but I feel like sometimes he does look at me and he's like, I don't really feel that like, oh, you're fucking up, dude. Like,
no,
I instead I feel like like, man, I'm really proud of you, you know, yeah. because you're doing something that, like, I didn't get to do, or maybe wasn't able to do. Maybe right. he is always the life of the party, but when it comes down to the mic, it's like, mm-hmm. because it's completely different, you know? Right. So maybe it's something he just couldn't do personally. Maybe it's something he was not able to because, you know, finances, or maybe that he just was in the, you know, different place. Right. But whatever it is, I feel like they're supportive because of that, because they see that I'm not just fucking around, like recording shit right. and like just like you're getting like, high on house and
right thing, it's, you know? Like, it's not like you're like, oh, I'm just like, I'm making music, but then you're like sitting on your ass not doing anything about it and like not working, like they yeah. see that, you know.
Yeah, they see I still go to work in the mornings and like
a passion.
Yeah, and right now I was actually heading out, and my pops was like, where are you going, you're gonna perform? So I'm grabbing my stuff, and he was like, no, I just got an interview. Yeah. So he's like, what?
Okay,
that's
yeah,
cool. That's awesome. So it's like, yeah, my well, friends and my family that, have been, they're literally like the reason why I think at the end of the day, I was just able to say, you know what? Yeah, let me just do it, because have all these great people behind me. There's no way I can fail, you know.
So my last question would be, where do you see yourself in 10 years with your music career?
10 years. Mm-hmm. 10 years is a good amount of time.
It is. A lot can happen.
And
it might not just be just music. Like, maybe you'll be doing some more stuff. Who knows? So.
Well, I like the way how we were talking earlier about Lighter Fluid, right. East of the River and right. all that. And I really love that those guys are able to share what they can do mm-hmm. and how, I don't want to say easy, but how doable it can be.
Right.
And so in 10 years, I definitely want to start my team. I want to have my own mm-hmm. team. Maybe not just a regular team, but let's just talk about like a record label maybe.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to, I mean, stadiums, arenas, whatever it is, you know, like that's really where I would love to be, you know, that's the goal, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for my future with Jesse Reyes. I'm ready for my future with Earl Sweatshirt. You know,
yes.
I feel like the talent part of mm-hmm. it is like, that's there. Like any rapper is going to tell you they're the best, right? But I am the best.
Yeah, exactly. I'm actually a freak. I'm just kidding. No, but yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. I'm very excited to see your goals and dreams come true.
Yeah, and so yeah, that is definitely what I want to. I just want to be able to do, not just by myself, but like with my team, and help other people. You're not doing it, and like, it is okay right. if you do it. Right. Like by yourself, even just for fun.
Yeah.
Because you don't never know what the hell's going to happen after. You're doing something for fun, and look at me. All right.
Exactly.
I'm over here at the R-rated podcast.
Yeah.
And
we would have never met if you didn't just go for it, right? So that's, there you go. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited about your album coming out. Make sure you guys go to the release party.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to rep your merch. So
thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, so you much. Know what? I forgot to ask you to show your size too before I took off. So I was like, man,
it's okay.
All I have
is
a large.
A little big.
Yeah, it's a large. I was like, dang, I only have a large in my car.
So I can always tie the back with a hair tie. Don't worry. But I am an extra small.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a
completely
little
wrong size. Yeah. Maybe we'll get you something sent out.
If you have an extra small, send it my way. I would love to wear it, because I love the logo. I love the slogan. Everything about it is really cool.
Thank you.
But yeah, throw out your social media and everything so people can follow you and stay in touch. And, you know, where can they listen to your music?
First of all, anything, like all of my projects, all of my videos and everything on abethefreak.com. Okay. That should take you to all of my socials. If you want to go straight to the socials, it's on IG and TikTok. It's Abe_the_freak. And other than that, I mean, the name is pretty easy to find. Like, if you just go to Spotify, just start typing in Abe the Freak. I should be the one right there. I got a few EPs out. So if you guys want to get into this new one, make sure you guys go tune into those. I have 5 EPs out already, and this is my 6th one.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see what you do, and I'll make sure to listen to your music.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, man. This is awesome. This is amazing. And I really appreciate you making time for
having me. We're lucky because we got to stick together.
Definitely.
Definitely. We got to support each other.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you guys next week. Bye. Yay. How do you feel?
I feel really good.